Con, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up, for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
How are you? How was your weekend? What's going on? What's new? All right, enough of the small talk. Steve, today I went to the Social Security Administration building. And I have some observations that I'd like to share with you.
Okay.
When's the last time you've been to a Social Security Administration building?
I don't think it's been any time recently. I do get their letters occasionally, and I registered. Back in my day, you actually had to sign up for a Social Security.
It's the law.
Yeah. Nowadays, they issue them upon birth.
If you opt in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing that says, and this is actually part of my little story here, there's nothing that says that you have to have a Social Security card or a Social Security number. Upon your birth, your parents volunteer you into what is arguably, if I can speak here, the mark of the beast, slavery, a number for your debtor. Okay? For your debtor? No, all the way around. Anyways, there's nothing that says you have to have a Social Security number, Steve. Nothing. And I asked them this. And they were not able to produce anything that says you had to have one, nor did they suggest you had to have one. In fact, they basically told me, no, you don't have to have one. Now, what they get you is you have to have one for certain things in order to get this job, maybe, or that. You know, you have to have a Social Security number. But let me back up here a little bit, Steve. So I entered the Social Security Administration building. And the first thing you have to do is wait in a line so that you can wait in line. That's right. You wait in a line to go to a computer that you tell what you need, and then you wait in a line. It's magic, isn't it? So anyways, as I'm sitting in this lobby, and it's just hell on earth, Steve, it's not a place that I wish my worst enemy to go to. In fact, we should take murderer and rapist and lock them up in the Social Security Administration buildings, okay? Because it's that bad. But on the wall of this government building, there's all sorts of government propaganda everywhere you look. And there are two framed large photos. Steve, why don't you guess who those framed large photos were of?
Mr. Barack Obama. And Joseph Stalin.
Joseph Biden.
Oh, Joseph Biden.
But close. Mm-hmm. And as I'm looking at these pictures hanging on the wall of the Social Security Administration building, and they're in their suit, and they got the flag behind them, and it's this, you know, typical presidential picture and photo, you know, the official photo. And Joe Biden's got this big smile on his teeth, and Obama's got his little, you know, I don't even want to call it a smile, but, you know, he's got his little grimace going on. I'm thinking to myself, and it's been years since I've been in one of these buildings, and I'm thinking to myself, this is no different than communist China with pictures of Mao on the wall or Stalin on the wall or Castro or anywhere else. This is the same sort of, and I'm not saying that these leaders, Barack, Barry Sotero, and Joe Biden, are the same or you know, at all similar, even though they are in some respects and others not. But I'm thinking to myself, geez, this right here is a perfect example of how most Americans take for granted that we're different, but yet if you were to remove yourself and take a couple steps back, it's the same sort of propaganda. It's the same sort of government mind control, if you will. And it just hit me all at once is that we're in no different of a situation than any of these other countries. The only difference is we have the illusion of freedom because of our biased and fraudulent media. Or at least some people do that, stick their heads in the sand and don't really pay attention to what's truly going on. I don't know if that's me being hyperbolic, but, and no, for the record, Sovereign Man, he just messaged me. No, that's not what happened. That's not why I was there. So don't worry. Yeah, Steve, it was quite the day, man. And I'll leave it at that. But I tried to. I asked him, hey, listen, I didn't sign up for the Social Security number that you issued me. Is there any way that I can give it back? You know, my parents signed me up for this, and I didn't consent to this. Is there any way you'll take your number back? And they looked at me with like I had three heads. I mean, they're like, is that a serious question? What are you talking about? Nobody had ever asked him that question, of course. Yeah. But, boy, that was quite the experience. Bob Tuscan in a government building. You know, you're bound to have some stories as a result of that.
Right. Well, it's like you said, you know, it's so difficult to try to get around the system because unless you're privately employed or you want to be like Sovereign Man and some of these other folks out there who know the ways around the system and can declare themselves sovereign individuals and divorce themselves from Social Security and the IRS and a number of different organizations, you're kind of stuck because you got to have enough money to live. And if you're not independent, then you're going to have to work for somebody. And just about in every case, you're going to have a Social Security.
Yes. You know, Steve, I hear you. I totally hear you. And yes, you have to pick and choose your battles, okay? Because ultimately, you know, you are a sovereign citizen regardless of what paperwork signed or whatever. In a sense that it doesn't matter at the end of the day. They can't take your soul, okay? Well, maybe they can, but that's a different story. But, Steve, I just hate that response to anything. That, yay, sometimes you just gotta conform. I just hate that. It's always irked me from a child. You know, it's always irked me to say, oh, yeah, but, you know, it's just kind of the culture and kind of what you got to do. That's always just pissed me off and has never sat well with me, no matter what application that's being used towards.
Well, it's a cop-out. You know, I have to admit it is, you know, but most of us get sucked into the system before we even realize what's going on. And then you find out later on there isn't going to be a lot of money in Social Security for people like you, Bob. Because people like me will be eligible for retirement very quickly, and I'll be taking my share, thank you. You know, and I'm sorry about that. You know, personally, I am not looking forward at all to wanting to take any Social Security. I want to avoid it if I can. But I may have to, and I may need to, and by the way, I did pay for it. At least I did a good portion of my life, and a lot of other people did too. Unfortunately, people like you, Bob, you're going to get burned on the deal, and I don't like that. So, I mean, if I don't take mine, you're not going to get yours either. Doesn't matter, does it? It's kind of a sad situation.
Certainly is. All right, enough of the personal stuff. There's two major regions in Ukraine that have voted to annex themselves to Russia. And, of course, the United States is not honoring that. I will talk about that at some point on the show tonight. Also, Steve Starrs and I are going to take a closer look at some domestic issues. There's a lot going on here, and we'll get to that as well. And we have several articles on BobChuskin.com that I want to get to tonight, some of which you can take a sneak peek at by going to BobChuskin.com. And please help us with some Federal Reserve notes so that I can not have to depend on Social Security, which I won't. BobTuskin.com is how you can find the donation link there.
The Bob Tuskin Show.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
That you need to report on here, Steve. This is a really important story, and I want all of our listeners to pay attention here. This is the news you've been waiting for, and we can all rest a little bit better tonight. Steve Starr, take it away.
Yes, the bad days are gone, Bob. The good days are back again. Happy days are here again. from MarketWatch. Hey. Yes, yes, MarketWatch.com. New York, the U.S. stock market ended Monday with the best gains in nearly a month. It sent both the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones Industrial Average to record levels. Record, ding, 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 ding. Broad-based gains on the S&P 500 were led by technology and industrial sector stocks, while deal news in the food industry boosted investor sentiment. The S&P 500 had the best one-day percentage gain since April 16th, adding 18.7 points, or 1%, to the 1,896.65 benchmark. An index closed at record levels for the ninth time this year. Oh, it's so good. I mean, I'm just glad we're in this wonderful, vibrant economy where everybody's doing so well in the stock market. It certainly shows us that, doesn't it, Bob?
Is the Federal Reserve a part of the stock market?
Well, yes, the Federal Reserve banks are, you know, certainly listed there. Of course, you have J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo. They all have stocks. They all have holdings. They all have securities and hedge funds and all kinds of various things that they're involved with. And they hold a list of mutuals and different diversified, securities and things like that they have. Of course, yes, they're very much involved. But, you know, there is an interesting thing that I saw also today, May 9th, 2014. Chad Mortray writes from Shopfloor, manufacturing job postings and hiring data were weaker in March. The Bureau of Labor Statistics said the manufacturing job openings declined for the fourth straight month. After peaking at 298,000 in November, the number of job postings in the sector has continued to move lower, with 243,000 openings recorded in March. Weather has negatively impacted overall economic activity over much of this period, and it's possible that winter conditions hampered, and global warming, of course, hampered employment growth as well. Nonetheless, we would expect that this trend will reverse in the coming months, particularly if the sector resumes the rebound that was occurring last fall. So the bottom line is, you know, we can see right now, Bob, that the signs still at the economy at the real level aren't good. All this money is being moved overseas into foreign accounts, just like Pfizer recently merged with another very large company, AstraZeneca, and just to move off seas to get away from taxes and things like that. These companies no longer, they're not American anymore. Even Caterpillar has left. These companies are involved with very big high financing that are on the stock market. And a lot of people think they're doing pretty well with their 401ks right now. But the reality is there's nothing at the bottom of all of this, you know, and there just isn't a real economy rebound at all. We are in the greater depression, whether people realize it or not. It may not be as apparent at this point, but I hate to be negative, but even though the ding, ding, ding bells sound because the stock market of international financing hits record levels, Main Street America is not doing well at all right now. So, not to be negative, but that's the truth.
I thought you had good news. I thought it was, you know, geez.
Yeah, well, it is good news, Bob. If you've got a 401k and you're doing real good and you're set up real nice and you got your money packed away and you're letting the bankers take care of it all for you, and, hey, they're making some good investments and you know, just, you know, well, when you ask somebody like that, well, when do you plan to get out? Well, I'm not, man. Exactly. I'm going to stay in this. And so, well, when you do try to get out, you're going to find yourself in about a 2 or 3 week delay because you can't just go over there and say, hey, I want to get out. You know, you start to try to get out before this thing starts to collapse, and you may end up, you know, 6 months down the road getting told you don't have anything left. I mean, it's going to be a bad situation for a lot of people. I'm warning them. It's going to come down. It's just like, Bob, when I was doing, I was writing a lot of business stuff back in the late 90s about the dot-com bubble. And people were saying this, just like they're saying it today. There are no earnings. The P&E ratios don't match. These companies don't have any money. They're not really producing products. There's nothing coming out of all of this, and yet people are buying up all these stocks in the dot-com bubble, and it's going to come to a crash. Well, it did. You know, I mean, you could see that also with the real estate bubble as well at a specific time. I had people who were buying homes. You know, I was talking to them and said, well, what are you doing? The guy was an attorney or something. He said, well, I'm fixing up my homes. Well, how many do you have? He said, well, 7 or 8. And what are you doing? Well, I'm flipping them. And I talked to him a little while later, and I said, of course, I knew the foreclosure market and everything like that was coming to an end around 2005, 6, 7, and right around there. And I said, well, how's all your houses doing that you've been selling? How many do you have? He says, well, I've only got one left. what happened? He said, well, I sold them because the market's changing. Some people see it coming. Other people will not, Bob. And it's very dangerous right now. I mean, this thing is, you could blow this balloon up so far until it finally pops and they're in trouble. And I don't care what kind of records they're setting. There isn't anything. There are not the profits and earnings behind these companies to sustain this growth, especially here in the United States. So, that being said.
Steve. All right. Let's move on. Let's take a phone call here. We'll take calls throughout the show tonight. Tomorrow night we have Kevin Barrett coming on, so definitely stay tuned for that. That should be a great interview. We got a lot to talk about with him. But tonight we're going to just be covering some news and taking calls, and we have a lot more to get to, so we'll be breaking it down as we go. Let's see here. Who do we have here? Is it our buddy Mark? Hello, Mark.
Hello, Bob. How you doing?
Hey, Mark.
All right. It's been a long day.
Hey, Steve. Well, yeah, but you guys are really energized. Well, it's just the beginning of the week, right? I hope you have at least as much energy on Friday's show. It could happen.
You it could.
Actually, you're getting better and better. And I mean, it's not like you weren't already great, but I don't want to give you any kind of false compliment here. It's just my evaluation.
Oh, that's good. We appreciate that. We like to hear that we're improving because we do try. We really do.
Yeah, that positive input from the listeners means a lot.
It does. It really does.
But, you know, the thing is, I sometimes got personal stuff going on, and it's not always easy.
Don't
to,
we all, Bob?
Yeah. So, you know, people forget sometimes that I don't do this show as a full-time job. This show is, you know, me at the end of the night. Just like you're listening to the show, I'm doing the show.
Yeah, I think, well, from what I can tell, the majority of broadcasters, they do not have to do full-time work. You know, they may have a part-time job, perhaps, but they generally have all the time to devote to their program. But you're a young'un, and if Lord allows, there'll be enough time for you to be more prosperous, Bob.
One of these days.
I basically want to tell you, I do have a comment about the stock market. If you want to hold me over, if necessary, I can probably finish it up real quick.
Sure.
But,
yeah, love to hear it.
My broadcast contribution to you is running a little late because in my mind over about 5 or 6 days, it evolved from a letter and a check or money order, if that's even better. I figured a check clears so quickly these days, it'd probably be all right with you. But it's evolved to an actual package. So I'm putting a few little, delicate things in a package for you and your family. And just, I'm going to mail it out tomorrow, so it'll be there by Friday. And,
excellent.
All right.
That's okay. Nice of you, Bill.
Really, yeah, thank
Mark.
You.
Mark.
No,
hey, Mark.
It's Mark. Mark, not Bill. I'm Bill. He's
Bill's,
Mark.
Bill's
I'm
Bob,
Bill's
too.
Bill's good. Bill's, I know some great Bills here.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, Mark. Yeah.
Well, Mark, on the other side of this break here, let's get your comments on the stock market. It's doing so well. Hooray, hooray. And when we get back, we'll continue to poop on your party. It's the Bob Tuscan Party Pooper Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back. Womp, womp, womp.
To panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starrs is riding shotgun with us tonight, of course. We've been talking to Mark, and Mark wanted to jump in here on our little party pooping on the stock market because everyone's so excited. It's our economy's getting better thanks to Barry Sotero. He's the magical mystery man, and he's fixing things. And Mark, are you buying it?
Oh, not at all, Bob. Steve, you know what it really comes down to as far as it's multifaceted with what they do with the stock market. It's not only current, but it's also going to work into a fulfillment of the near future part or a new future part, near future part of their agenda. So, you know, currently what it's doing is covering up the horrible economic figures, the knowledge being shared with many of the people in the country that. And it just takes common sense to really see that, you know, we no longer have any industrial manufacturing sector to speak of. And it was all shipped out with CAFTA and NAFTA and GATT. You know, and that's been like, how long? You know, 17 years ago toward the end of Clinton's administration, I think, around 97, there was just a great exodus of companies for tax benefits and such, and probably we don't hear about it, but bribes under the table to the highest levels of corporations to divvy up, you know, between the top executives so that they would move their companies over to China. And so it's had, you know, 17 years to take effect. And so if we have no industrial and manufacturing sector to speak of in this country anymore, and well, the stock market is actually made up more of the dot-com companies and tech companies again, perhaps, you know, after the tech collapse in the late 90s, I believe it was, wasn't it, that there was a tremendous bubble that burst there. I think the stock market, you know, I just highly suspect that it's at its most inflated level. Priced or something, product sales to earning ratio to some other major factor there gives it away. It's often quoted, it's earnings to something ratio. You guys would probably be familiar with it.
P&E, profit to earnings, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it just doesn't add up that it should be this high. And you've got the plunge protection team that is the U.S. government that's been involved in the stock market. You know, at least publicly, we've known about the plunge protection team. I think it was announced during the Reagan administration. So they have full manipulative ability when it comes to actually inflating or deflating the stock market. And I think for that reason, they've done it. And like I say, I think it's the most overvalued market. And it's made that way so that it is a house of cards for the smaller investors. The big guys never lose anything. The insurance companies are the biggest holders on the New York Stock Exchange. They have been for years. And it's really the small people that it's set up for to collapse upon. And it's just going to continue as the drastic unemployment rate, which, you know, it's really been at around 20%. For at least 6 or 7 years. I mean, the real unemployment rate, not the 6% that they report. And you guys know about the MP3 and how they don't even count in the rise in cost of groceries and secondarily gasoline, especially primary heating costs going up and up and up. The groceries just themselves should, put inflation up to, you know, a lot higher than what they report on the MP3. When it comes to unemployment, you know, they don't count the people that have quit looking for jobs, and that's millions of people. And they figure it, and they juggle it this way and that way, and they use the stock market, like I say, you guys are aware of it. It's covering all of that up. They're actually collapsing the economy, and they're using the stock market as like an ensign of prosperity to wave in front of the American people on the mass media networks, you know, and that's part of the brainwashing. So that everything's going fine, you know, we're still recovering slowly, but we are recovering at this point, and yet they're going to pull it out from underneath the American people as far as the economy goes and their ability to put bread on the table and pay the rent and pay the other necessary cost of just living. They're going to get to a point where people just can't do it anymore. Of course, they're going to coincide other events with that. That's part of a perfect storm is the economic house of cards for the American people. And they're going to bring in other factors in the area of foreign entanglements and strife at home. And they're going to have it all happen right at the same time period. And people are talking about June. You know, Lindsey Williams forecast it, I think, in June that the economy would go through at least a 30% devaluation of the American dollar. The American dollar with the BRICS nations incorporating their own currencies and using gold to trade for oil and other commodities. You know, Britain, or not Britain, but what would it be, the BRICS nation? Brazil, Russia, India, China, and one other country. I think Portugal may be in there, but they're called the BRICS. And it's all set. You know, I mean, the American dollar is going to lose its status as the reserve currency. All these dollars will come home. People will be getting rid of them overseas. they're going to come in and they're going to cause massive inflation. You know, as things continue on in a logical progression from where they're at right now. So, you know, it's all just economic ruin in the area of the economy. But like I say, that's only one ingredient of this perfect storm that they plan to unleash upon us in America. You know, and it will have repercussions throughout the world. And they're playing the whole world through the economic instrument, if you will, to actually coerce people more than any other factor to come into that new one world order, you know, that one world government, that one world economy, that one world spirituality. And it's just, you can watch the economy and you can see how close they're getting to it. And we have, you know, just right on the edge. They can pull things, but they won't pull things until things are really set, I think, overseas. I think they pretty well feel they've got us under lock and key, that they have these exotic weapons that they can use for mass crowd control or mass homicide, even, whether you go from plasma weapons to scalar weapons. These can be generated from the satellites that are already up there, and they can control. People feel, because we have millions of guns in this country, you know, there's something like 180 million different firearms held between, you know, half of the American people, and that we can actually stand up. And people are thinking, yeah, we can stand up, and some are, and we can actually have success against individual foreign troops and or American troops and or American police that come to our door, want to take us away, or come, you know, wanting to confiscate our food and our valuables. But I think that the globalists, the global Satanists actually have weapons that they already plan to use, because they war game these things out, guys, you know, in such detail for years and years, using the Cray supercomputer to do it. And I mean, you know, it's really 2 and 2 equals 4 when it comes to that. They have the weapons which will negate any offensive move,
sure,
by the American people with conventional small arms. It just ain't happening that way.
Yeah, but there's some problems too also with that, you know, Mark, because the difficulty they have, and I heard kind of a breakdown on this today, is that there are so many greedy people involved in all this.
Absolutely. Just a few, really, right, Steve?
Yeah, just a few. And for that reason, they're using the old analogy of the feet of clay, they're partly strong and partly broken, because right, in a lot of times they end up fighting themselves.
That's true.
There's the possibility that things could crumble apart on them at any moment due to the fact that somebody's greed gets out of control and somebody else wants to orchestrate something. They may plan things well into the future, but there's always the unforeseen. And the other problem, of course, is as things are right now, there really isn't what I would call a new world order. There's a new world chaos that everybody's trying to get as much as they can out of this system as fast as they can.
Where's the problem action? We're not at the solution stage yet.
Yeah, right. But we're waiting to see what's going to happen with all this. And I don't know how long this is going to hold together, because the kingdom of Satan is partly strong and partly broken, if you like. And things can fall apart because there's no alliance to any goal or dream among a lot of these people, because they're basically just prostitutes anyway. They have been all along. And it's hard to say how long this will last. But what is interesting, and I know we're getting close to a break, is that the Dow, even though the Dow is only 30 companies, you know, we're talking about the S&P hitting high records. And that's really a big move up, because most of these companies have gone overseas. That's the reason why these 500 companies on that index are so high right now.
The Bob Justin Show.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
What you got there on net neutrality, man?
Well, this is a story from the mainstream, of course, so you have to regard this with a little bit of skepticism. But FCC net neutrality plan is in chaos, according to Sam Gustin. And this is from Sam Gustin, at Sam Gustin. It's Time.com, you know, Time magazine, or now the Internet. But it says FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler, a former top industry cable and wireless industry lobbyist, appears to have misjudged both public opinion and his fellow Democratic commissioners regarding his open Internet proposal. Federal Communications Commission Chairman Tom Wheeler is scrambling to change his open internet proposal after a torrent of criticism from internet giants, startups, venture capitalists, public interest groups, and consumers came in. Net neutrality advocates are mounting a campaign to convince Wheeler to reclassify the internet broadband services under Title II of the Communications Act, which would subject companies like Comcast, Verizon, and AT&T to common carrier regulation. Well, you know, we're looking at all these different problems here, Bob. I'll read a little bit further. For decades, the FCC has regulated traditional phone service under common carrier provisions that require phone companies to connect all calls to people around the country. But in 2002, the FCC made the fateful decision to classify broadband as an information service, not a telecommunications service, paving the way for the internet fast lanes and setting the stage for a decade of legal wrangling. The FCC's internet governance policies have been in limbo since the federal court struck down most of the agency's 2010 open internet order in January. That order prohibited broadband providers like Comcast and Verizon from blocking traffic like Skype or Netflix on wired networks or putting them on into an internet slow lane. So, in other words, there's been some trouble because, as I was talking to Mark about before, greed and special interests of other people don't always work with the plan. And that's what's happening here. Now, how this is going to get figured out, because there's other stories today talking about a whole lot of new taxes and things coming in on internet businesses that they're trying to get through. Well, they've been through this before, too. It didn't get very far. But net neutrality and people like that are finding that there's a lot of resistance, even from some of the big giants that don't like the idea of it too well either, Bob. So we're watching this whole thing develop into another very, very, what you might call a schematic of confusion here, I feel like that. And first of all, the FCC really has no business regulating the internet, or telephones, for that matter. They deal with electronic wireless communications. That's what the Communications Act of 1934...
Well, let me interrupt you for a moment. I know that's what their said duty is. However, the FCC, in all actuality, and this is an ideal statement here, has no right to regulate anything. We don't need a government agency to regulate airwaves. I mean, how crazy is that? If you were to tell people 200 years ago that we would have a bureaucracy regulating the air...
Well, you do in it to some extent, though, Bob, because the situation is because anytime you set up a broadcasting station or a situation, you're on a limited amount of bandwidth. And that bandwidth has to be protected at least to allow that station the coverage it needs. In other words, you can't just go trample over everybody else's communications. And now remember, though, that the original ruling was that the bandwidth and the airwaves belong to the public. These stations are licensed. They do not own that space. They're licensed to use public property. And so the idea here was to keep communications from squashing all over each other and creating a mess of the people with the highest power transmitters or whatever. So there has to be a right lane and a left lane and stoplights in a sense in this information highway of bandwidth and wireless communication. But that doesn't regulate telephones. It doesn't regulate newspapers. It should not regulate wireless or wired communications or things like the internet. The internet has nothing to do with that initial intent of controlling the amount of communications so that there was clear communications by the people who had license or access to use them. You see what I mean? Now, remember what you're talking about, though, here. There's a difference between controlling information and what's being said and controlling the clarity of the ability of the signal to be used in that application. You see what I'm talking about? There's a total difference there, Chris. Our friend Mike, if he's out there from Kentucky. Is he from Kentucky? I don't know. But, there are people that will, Mike's an ORF engineer. He probably understands this very, very clearly. But the difference, of course, is what I'm saying is there's a difference between, the government can't tell you where to drive your car. But they can tell you have to stay in the right lane and you should stay within the speed limit. There's a difference, you see, as to how the system is used and the way it's used, okay? What it's being used for. So controlling content, telling you what you can say and what you can't say is something the FCC really backs away from. And they've been very good about that to a large extent. I mean, I'm not trying to stand up for all these corporations that have taken over the media and the airwaves, but I am saying that they have basically backed out of trying to tell people, trying to control content to some extent. They have just been basically a technical operation watchdog to make sure that the communication system works like it should.
All right. Steve, next hour we're going to take more calls. We'll get into more news. This is a big story about these places in the Ukraine voting, and of course nobody's recognizing it. However, I think this is another step into a bigger conflict, which is quite troubling, to say the least. And we're monitoring this situation very closely. We'll get into it in greater detail with Doug on War Room Wednesdays, but we will break it down a bit next hour. We'll also take your calls on anything that you would like to interject, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. What else would you like to get into, Steve?
Well, there's a lot of other topics, of course, and, we can get into the Boko Haram thing and discuss that as to what's really going on with that. There, we know that there's more there to that story than meets the eye. And the alternative media has been good to call out a lot of those things, the details as to what's really happening there, because it's not as clear as what we're hearing on CBS News or the mainstream. TV is so disgusting these days. I mean, I started watching the news. I had to turn it off immediately. Now, I mean, the light of the news was bad enough, but the programming has just gotten so dank. I mean, it's so awful. Aren't you glad you're listening to the Bob Tuscan Show? We're just really nice, wholesome guys like Bob and Steve are on the air.
Two nice, all-American guys. Hi there.
Hi.
Welcome. Hey.
How's your yard, Bob?
How are you?
How's your garden? We try to be an alternative.
We still haven't done my week on prepping and gardening, man. I got to get to that, man. I got to book the guest, and I'm overwhelmed here.
We've got some great guests coming up. Kevin Barrett tomorrow night, of course. War Room Wednesday with Doug Owen, and who else we got coming up real soon here, Bob?
Steve Starrs will be coming
on. Steve Starrs, the illustrious Steve Starrs.
I don't know. I got to revisit my booking here. Oh yeah, the guest you recommended.
It's James Pearl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he'll be on. He's going to be very good. This man knows about vaccines. He knows about history. He's written a great book called "Truth Is a Lonely Warrior." He's got a number of other great books out, and you will find him quite eloquent and very articulate in his dismantling of the hyperboil around so many issues.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. We're going to be having him on probably in about a week.
That'd be great. I'd love to be on with that show. That's going to be very good. And, of course, we have a lot of great guests calling in to people who give us their ideas, their thoughts, their good vibes, their donations.
Sure. Well, the donations are few and far between, but that's okay.
That's cool. We
appreciate it. We appreciate all of our callers, listeners, supporters, and so on and so forth. Steve, that just about does it for hour number one tonight. That went by fairly fast, as it usually does when you are hitting the pavement hard, as we do here Monday through Friday on the Bob Tuscan Show. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Hour number two of live radio. We'll be back with you in just seconds.
With Mike in Kentucky.
We have Mike. He called in. Okay.
I got him.
You ask and you shall receive.
I did. All right. Mike will be with us.
Show.
With financial